This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And we are joined today by a guest that we are very excited to have on the show, the lovely Whitney Rose from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Whitney, hello.
Hello, Dylan and Barry. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I am very excited to chat with you today.
How are you feeling? You're a few months into the season now. It feels like you guys have really settled into a great groove. How's it going?
I'm feeling great. It's kind of like, you know, after you buy a new pair of jeans and you break them in and then they're finally comfortable to sit, like you can lounge on the couch in them. That's how I feel about where we're at right now with the season and the cast. I'm loving it. I'm feeling great. I think we created a magical thing together.
I agree. I wouldn't agree with the jeans just because I haven't worn jeans in 10 months. So don't really know how that feels.
Well, I know. I have sweatpants on. Like,
so do I.
I would expect nothing less. I would be disappointed if you were like head to toe dressed. I feel like this show, people have really embraced it in a way that doesn't always happen with new shows. You know, people don't always start watching something right when it begins. But with Salt Lake City, people have really just been loving it from even before the premiere. People were already really ready for it.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think it's what we all needed in 2020 for sure, because we all needed something to look forward to, right?
Yeah, and it definitely worked a little bit. It helped a little bit with 2020.
Well, I know. It doesn't make us forget, but it distracts every Wednesday.
I have to say, I'm glad they kept your show a little later because it's nice to see something that was still filmed pre-quarantine. It's like, oh, they can just go on a trip and they don't have to wear face shields and masks everywhere.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with COVID. In fact, we got so lucky because we finished right before the shutdown. So I think we missed the whole mask thing by about a week.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. So we need to get into this and find everything out we need to know from you. So how did you find out about this show and what was your casting process like?
So Heather Gay roped me into this. I have her to blame because she's the one, Heather. Yeah. Heather, she had heard about the opportunity and we talked about it and she was like, you're doing this. You're perfect for it. And I was like, you know what? Why not? Like, I came to this earth to live my life and I've been a Housewife fan for over a decade. So it was like, hell effing yeah, I'm not going to let that go.
It's always fun when people who have been fans of the show come on, because I feel like you have kind of a great understanding of what works and what doesn't. And, you know, like with a new show, sometimes it takes a little while to get going. I feel like most of the people in your cast really from day one seemed to kind of get it.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy how we just dove in? I mean, it took a minute to like get comfortable and get used to the process of filming, right? Because it's one thing to be very authentic in your real life, but then when it's being filmed, I mean, you're going to be held accountable for everything. So, but I think our cast, we truly as a group of friends just jumped right in, a group of women, friendly women.
Speaking of being held accountable, obviously stuff is on camera. Watching it back, what has that experience been like? Has there been anything that you kind of were like, oh, I'm not excited to see this scene play back? Like, I don't know what I said.
Yeah, honestly, the hip hop party, when I approached Jen, I was like, I had anxiety leading up to that episode. I was mortified watching it because, quite honestly, you can tell I had a lot of liquid courage. And so I don't remember a lot of the pieces of that night. And watching it back the first time, I was mortified. By the second and third time, I was laughing at myself because I'm like, this is amazing. I really thought I had it under control.
I have to agree with you because as a viewer's perspective, like we got that. Like I remember when Dylan and I were recapping that episode, I was like, Whitney had more than liquid courage. Like it wasn't just like a sip. Like, and you really were like, I'm owning, like, I got this. I'm going to really like let everyone know what's going on. But watching it, we understood.
Well, and it's funny to watch it play out because without remembering the details of the night, Heather and I remembered it one way. And then when we watched it, we were like, whoa, like we had a totally different perception of what was reality. So it was fun, actually. I loved it.
That always happens because it's like, you're like, people will be so adamant that they didn't say something. And it's like, roll the tape.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and my favorite part is when it cuts to me in my interview and I'm like, Heather, I got this. Clearly, I had no control over the situation.
I think it's understandable. Obviously, I mean, you were pretty quick to own the fact that maybe it wasn't the right place, right time. But I think, like, also some people in your cast, like, jumping to conclusions and kind of making things into a bigger deal than they are. And it's like, it wasn't like the worst thing you could have possibly done to someone.
No, I mean, if you look at it, Jen and I had the most amazing night together. Like, we were having so much fun dancing. You know, I waited until the end of the party. Mm-hmm. And I chose the party because, I don't know if you've noticed this, but when she's around her husband, Sharif, she's a lot calmer.
We've noticed.
And,
yeah.
Yes. And so I thought, oh, this is perfect because she'll have his support. We can actually have a conversation. And I want to hold the other women accountable for what I'm hearing, you know, on or off of what's in front of Jen. And so I still stand by my decision. Yes, timing. I've learned a valuable lesson. And, you know, let's not drink 2 bottles of wine before we do hard things.
There we go.
I love it. I love how you really, like, planned out the whole thing. You were like, this is how it's gonna go. And you know what? Some things just don't always happen the way they're supposed to. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. And even though Jen, like, I think it's not that we're all scared of Jen as a person. We're scared of that reaction.
Right.
Right. I mean, we've seen it. We've been watching for a couple months. And, like, even this week's episode was really interesting for a few reasons. But all of a sudden, it feels like the moment you guys had in the bathtubs is just, like, scrubbed from Jen's brain. And all of a sudden, it's, like, back at square one. I have to imagine that that's frustrating.
Yeah, welcome to my life, like, with this woman. It's very frustrating, but what's really cool is we'll see later on at the reunion. We're able to revisit that and talk through it a bit. And it's so frustrating because I leave situations with her thinking, oh, okay, we're good. She forgave me. I owned it. She owned it. We're moving on. Let's get back to having a good time. And then bam, out of nowhere, I'm back in trouble again. And then all the women are jumping on board.
Yeah, it's hard in the group dynamic, like, because everybody has their own little issues with each other, like trying to really get everything on an even playing field. It's like,
yeah,
I know. It's fun, though. It's like a social experiment. I feel like I'm living a real life social experiment.
Totally.
And I love it.
That is a good way of looking at it. So, yeah. So before filming, did you know that much of your dad's journey was going to be on camera? And was he uncomfortable with that situation?
Yeah, no, I didn't know how much of it would be shown, but my dad, ultimately it was his choice to share his journey. You know, obviously that was up to him, and I'm very proud of him for making that decision. I think that it held him to a certain level of accountability to follow through with what he's committed to. It's hard because where we are at now, we've taken a few steps backwards. And I think, I just hope that it's not because it was publicly shown, but he had been doing so well And now we're kind of back on this cycle of, and again, I don't know how much I can tease because we do talk about it at the reunion, but it's so hard because it was his choice. Ultimately, it was right. his choice. And I was so proud of him because I think that's the bravest thing he could have ever done.
Yeah. I know it's been really nice. It's a big contrast to a lot of what we see on the show, obviously, when, you know, the group is together and stuff, having those family moments. And like on this week's episode, seeing you and your siblings come together with him was like, it felt like such a genuine moment of like family, you know, authentic family story. Like everyone can relate to that, even if they don't have the exact same situation. And
yeah,
I know people were really, people were really kind of like saddened to learn that things aren't as great between you guys right now, but obviously hoping for the best.
I know. I am. In my mind, I thought we would be celebrating and like hopefully sharing some of these interviews together. But again, I have to learn that this is his journey and his path. And I always, in some capacity, took responsibility for it. And I think you see that. It's like, I don't want him to lose. I don't, mm-hmm. I want my dad to win. And again, it's his journey. I'm still going to cheerlead for him, but I've had to stop being the one saving him because he has to save himself. And I think that's the key as a daughter of an addict is, even though it hurts me, it's still his choice of what he wants to do about it.
Totally.
Not the disease, but like how he wants to include me in it, you know?
Right. And the being supportive isn't always the same thing as just, you know, like dropping everything every time. You know, its support can take a lot of different forms.
So I had to go through like deep therapy, and the therapist like kept telling me like, you are enabling him. Like you are half the problem. And that was the biggest lesson I had to learn of when I was being supportive or when I was being enabling, when I was enabling his behavior. Right. Because it's so hard. There's a lot of manipulation and a lot of manipulation that goes on with an addict. And as the support system, you have to learn to identify when you're being manipulated, when you're helping, or when you're enabling. And it's very hard when you love someone so deeply.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
So that obviously is something that you've gone through on the show. Do you think you've kind of learned anything else about yourself or your family or kind of how you deal with situations by doing the show?
Yeah, I've learned that I really need to speak up. Like I tend to err on the side of being nice. And that doesn't mean that I let people walk over me or I don't tell them how I'm feeling, but it's like, you'll see every episode I get shouted over, I get cut off. And it's like, I get that I have a small voice, but I have a lot to fucking say. So you better listen. And I think that I'm learning, I think I'm really learning how to use my power because I have a lot of power. And I think that I bring something that's completely unique And I'm learning how to own that and not self-doubt and to like be confident in my power, if that makes sense.
Totally. I think the unique thing that you bring is that you are genuinely nice. And that's a huge difference between some other housewives we've seen in the past. But using your voice is amazing, and I'm excited to see that. But I also really want to know how you keep your composure so well, because there have been certain scenes in the bathtub when Jen says something to you, and even in this past episode when Lisa doesn't tell you she's there, like how do you, or when they're taking Heather to her private shopping spree, like how do you stay so calm in those situations? I feel like I'd be like, no, you're going to drive the cars with me right now.
Yeah. Well, if you notice, I do, like, you'll see me take deep breaths. Like if you rewatch it, you'll see me be like, like just breathe, just let it go. But I do, like, I regret not standing up for myself in those moments. Like, especially at the airport with Lisa, I wish I would have gotten on the phone and been like, where are you? Why are you disrespecting me? What's going on? You know, because, I was just the play it nice, keep it cool. We'll talk when we get there. But I want to have a balance of both if I get another season.
That moment,
yeah.
That moment with Lisa was so strange to me, because it's like, why are you acting like you're not trying to be on this trip? Like, you're all on the show together. You know, the show is taking a trip to Vegas. Like, why are you pretending that it's just some like pit stop along your other like work things? Just go on the trip.
To me, it was like she was there for work. So it's like, I'm here anyway, so I'll meet you guys. When in reality, she went to work because you guys were going to Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, I have to be careful with this one, but the truth of it is it's because it was me. It's because I planned it. I invited everyone, and she truly always projects and portrays that she's better than me. I mean, you've seen her call me trash. You've seen her, like, she always is talking down to me. And it's like, if it was Meredith that planned it, she would have flown with the group. But for me, she has to elevate herself above me.
Yeah. Not to stir the pot here, but I saw her on Instagram Live last night, and she, I think she called you a snake, which was, I was expecting to hear.
So I actually wore this shirt on purpose because it has a snake, but then it has a big ass tiger.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Do you know, social media is a tricky thing, because it's like, I almost love watching the train come off the tracks, even though it's about me. Like, I don't take it personal. I'm just like, I must taste so yummy because I'm always in your mouth, Lisa. And like if it wasn't for me, you'd have no content.
It's interesting because I sent Barry a clip from that Instagram Live, and it was like, you're just like rambling while you're getting your makeup done, and then all of a sudden you say something, and it's like, why are you saying, like, was that so warranted?
I actually talked to her about it. I sent it to her. And I
good
was
for you,
like,
Whitney.
I was like, what's going on here? Like, I thought that you and I have a clean slate. Like, what's going on? Like, you literally, in the episode, we just made up.
Right.
Like, yeah. So from an audience perspective, it's like, what the hell's going on here? Like, and I'm confused too. I'm like, what's happening? And she said, you did this to me by what you said in your interviews. And I'm like, no, you did this to yourself, because this is how people are perceiving you. And this is, you're being held accountable for how you're treating people. It's not because I said anything like you're stepping on me or anything like that. I think she's forced to look at how people are perceiving her, because the most fascinating thing about Lisa, and I want to, like, I hope we can dive into it some more, is she truly doesn't get that. Or if she does, she just doesn't care.
It feels like in the context of the show, like, people, it seems like Meredith and Lisa kind of thought that they would be like the dream team. And then watching it, like, people are loving you and Heather so much.
Yes.
And, you know, honestly, I think the whole cast is getting a lot of love on social media and stuff. So it's like, when we're watching the show, it's not like, oh, poor Whitney can't get a word in edgewise. It's like, we're rooting for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I feel that from the fans, and this, like, the Bravo community has, like, really made this experience worth it for me, because yeah, I got shit on and stepped on a lot by these women, especially Lisa.
Yeah. But you're showing that you're, although you're younger than them, you're more mature, and that's showing. And it's how I feel, like, it's reverse psychology. Like, they don't like the way you're handling it because it's not the way they wanted you to handle it. And yeah, you're showing them that that's not who you are.
So my, I go to this, like, energy healer therapist, and she's like, Whitney, literally, you could just sit in the room and not say a word, and you trigger them because of the way you show up. It's yeah, your entire yeah, energy. It's your presence. You lead with love. You don't leave with mm-hmm, hate and fear. And so I'm like, it makes sense. It's sad.
Well, I think
but I don't want to lose that about myself. Sorry,
some people, the way they deal with conflict, it's like they think about it and think about it and just get themselves worked up more and more. And I feel like that's kind of how Jen seems to be. I would say Lisa kind of as well, that it's like they're just angry, even if it's something that you haven't even thought about in 2 weeks. You're like, what? Like, why are we talking about this anymore? Like,
well, and one thing I've learned about being a Real Housewife is forgiveness means nothing. You're never forgiven. Yeah. It's never forgotten. There's not a true thing as clean slate, at least in this group of women. Because it's like, how many times do I have to apologize for the hip hop party?
Right. Right. Well,
I love that it's the hip hop party. Like, I just love that phrase.
Well, that's exactly what you just said, where you saw her video last night and you thought you were on a clean slate. So it's like you're taking two steps backwards to something that had already happened in the past and talked about. But my takeaway from that, I know we don't want to dwell on this, but that she was talking about you instead of just texting you, which is what you did back to her, which proves my point exactly.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going to tease the next episode. She does it again. And that's the thing, is like she is a hypocrite, and she does exactly the thing that she always calls me out for. She does it to me in the next episode. So stay tuned.
Well, we will definitely stay tuned. I'm super excited to see the reunion too, because it's coming soon. How was that experience of filming your first reunion? Was it a really stressful day?
So I have to be completely honest, I absolutely loved everything about it.
Yay!
I was really stressed. Like, I had a lot of nerves. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, like, really even eat. Like, I was, like, my stomach was, it was almost like being on a roller coaster, your adrenaline going like this.
Right.
But I loved the whole experience of, you know, going to the studio, the hair and makeup, Andy coming into the room, just the nerves of, like, all of the women, like, the tension in our dressing rooms. You could mm-hmm, literally, like, it's almost like you needed a machete to get through the energy vibes going on. It's like, you can feel it. And in fact, like, one of my castmates was next to me, and she even requested to be in a different room, because it was like, I came with a presence. Like, I walked into reunion thinking, like, I've been preparing since we wrapped for this moment.
Yes.
And so
you should
I loved
see my
it.
Face right now. I'm like shell-shocked from this statement.
Well, because yeah, I'm trying to, like, feel the energy through the computer. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was there. I can feel it too.
Yeah, it was intense. And then there was moments when we had to cross paths before getting on set. So we would, like, see each other, but it's like not acknowledge each other. There's me and I'm like, hi. And it just, like,
I loved your dress, by the way. Definitely.
Yes.
You made a statement for your first reunion.
So I just wanted to show who the true queen was.
That's
why I did the big skirt. It is a subtle.
Listen, yes, it's I don't thing. Describe a lot of housewives like this. I don't. And I was talking to one of my friends and I was like, I'm talking to Whitney on Friday. Like, I'm excited. She's a queen. That's why I said, you're a queen. You are. It's you brought some. Rarely do we see, like, a housewife breakthrough. And I feel like you were the breakthrough.
I really appreciate that because that's exactly how I feel about my entire journey. It's like, I can't remember the rapper, but it's, I started from the bottom, now I'm here.
I believe that's Drake.
Drake.
Yes. That's my theme song for season one.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Before we finish, we want to play a little game. So we have a bunch of categories, and for each one, you're going to say who in the Salt Lake City cast you would choose to do the particular thing.
Okay.
So the first one is, who would you take motherhood advice from?
Meredith.
Okay.
Okay. I kind of thought you were
going to. I guess Meredith has like the oldest kids, like they're all grown.
Yeah. Meredith has a very, like this profound wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm talking to her, because we've actually become great friends after rapping. Whenever I'm talking to her, I'm just like, yeah, that makes so much sense because she keeps it real with her kids. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Whose closet would you raid?
I would raid Mary's closet because she has all the things. I would just put them together differently.
You could take half of the stuff in there and she would never know. So
yeah. I mean, I think I'm the only one.
Actually,
on
I think
the
she
cast.
Would.
She spends all of her time in her closet. She would notice. that woman has the most like amazing collection of everything. Like,
yeah.
Insane.
We've seen a lot of her in the closet. okay, who would you want to plan your next vacation?
Ooh, my next vacation?
Like post-COVID, you can go somewhere fun.
Yeah. I just think Heather, because I think it would be the most laid back, like organic, let's just go have an experience and not be like, I have to get in my social media post. I have to take a photo in front of this. I have, like, I like to just, when I'm on vacation, I like to explore and just take it day by day and so have a great
CEO
time.
CEO of fun isn't your preferred vibe.
Well, no, that's just too stressful.
Well, if that vacation happens, Dylan and I would like to come. So,
and bring a camera.
Yeah. Who would you want to cook you dinner?
Do any of them cook?
I don't know.
Actually, that's a really good point.
Myself?
We've not seen a lot of cooking.
I'm the only one that actually cooks.
maybe Jen can throw something together. I don't know.
Definitely no, not. I don't know.
No, I think the closest would be like, I mean, I could have green bean casserole from Heather.
not a very culinary cast.
No, I'm gonna cook for myself because I actually cook a lot. Justin calls me Betty. Am I allowed to swear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Justin, my husband, calls me Betty fucking Crocker.
I love that. That's amazing. I love you guys' relationship. It seems really, really just like normal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like for having an age difference in a blended family, it is oddly very normal.
Yeah. It's nice, like, to whenever you have like a home scene, like obviously you have this stuff with your dad and stuff, but it's like, Justin and Whitney just seem like very chill and like a couple that you would want to hang out with.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Happy birthday, Justin.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of, who would you take relationship advice from? Crickets.
You see why Dylan and I love this game? We love it.
Do I have to choose someone? Does Andy count?
Andy, sure.
We will relay that message to him.
I mean, I do not want to treat my husband the way that Lisa treats John. I still don't understand so much about Jen's relationship. Mary...
Who knows?
No comment. Yeah. Andy.
Okay. I can get down with that.
Yeah. Who would you let decorate your home?
Meredith.
Okay. Yeah. Meredith has very good taste. Like she.
Yeah.
She always looks great. Her jewelry is beautiful.
And she puts things together well.
I was just going to say she's very put together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Last one. Which housewife from another city would you want to join the Salt Lake City cast?
Oh, that's a good question. I would need someone like Aaliyah Mobb from New York like someone to just come in and just like someone who could hold bullshit accountable better than me.
Like whip the group into shape. Get those ladies.
Like I would just love like a tornado to come through and get people to be real.
I love that idea.
That is a great idea. Leah would have, I think Leah would be not afraid of Jen. That's for sure.
No. Or Lisa. And I just like the reason I say that is I kind of fell in love with her. I didn't know about her at first, but when she threw the tiki torches at Ramona's and was like, I hate what these stand for. Like, I don't know why, but I got that. Like it resonated with me. And I'm like, yes. Like I
think
would love
that
for her.
Resonated with a lot of people. The tiki torch. Now, like, not one person can look at a tiki torch and not think of Leah. It just can't happen.
Mm-hmm. It's iconic.
Well, this was so much fun, Whitney. Thank you so much for joining us. We are loving the show and so glad that we could chat with you about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me on today. I hope we get to meet again and take that vacation someday.
Yes, take the vacation. Let's maybe
manifest
in
that.
Person. We're manifesting.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I had so much fun with you.
Thanks, Whitney.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed. We will be back on Monday with another episode. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.